This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. This episode is called The Cow Thief, and it aired on October 29th, just a couple of days before Halloween in 1962. It was written by R. Allen Safian and Harvey Bullock and directed by Bob Sweeney. I love this episode because it shows basically the good common sense approach that Andy utilizes versus what would be considered sort of, we'd call it technology, but some advanced approach used by an interloper, as Barney would call him a little bit later. But the episode opens up with Andy and Barney out at Fletch's farm, and later on the mayor shows up. And Fletch is really mad and actually being sort of mean to Andy because someone has stolen a cow. And it's another cow that's been stolen in this area. And so the mayor shows up, and the mayor acts like he's all upset. And his administration, typical politician that you'd see, and says something's going to get done about this. Says he's going to bring someone down who knows something about solving crimes. Well, of course, Andy doesn't like this, and Barney takes big offense to this, which, basically because the mayor's saying that, and this is Mayor Stoner, who had no confidence in Andy and Barney, which obviously should be wrong. You should always have confidence in Andy Taylor. But anyway, they're looking around, and Barney, you know, leans up against the fence and says, really, I just don't see any clues. And Andy says, no, not beside those three footprints. And again, Barney has been looking over the area, did not see the footprints that were in the mud there. So anyway, they go back to the courthouse, and Barney starts talking about the special investigator that's coming down from Raleigh, and his name is William Upchurch. And Barney does not like this at all. Barney wants to give him the big freeze. He's an interloper. He's getting in their business. And so Barney over and over tells Andy, says, I'm going to give him the big freeze. I just love Barney, the way he switches and goes with the wind, whether he wants to or not. But anyway, Andy looks outside and sees a dog. Now, again, this shows you the down-home nature that they try to provide on the Andy Griffith Show. Andy looks outside and sees a dog and knows who's probably outside, which is Luke Jensen. Now, think about that. This is the sheriff who sees a dog. It's not your next-door neighbor, and knows who's out there. So, again, the Andy Griffith Show wanted everybody to know this is a small town, and one of the ways was just by recognizing, you know, one of the citizens' dog. So Andy goes out. He felt it'd be good for Luke, who's been a big troublemaker and a criminal, to see a badge every now and then. So Andy goes and talks to Luke at a stand, you know, basically tells him to stay out of trouble and don't do anything wrong. And when he walks away, yeah, we see Luke talking to his dog, and he pulls out a big wad of cash. And so there's a big hint there that who's been stealing the cows and selling them for him. Well, in the next scene, the special investigator, William Upchurch, shows up. And of course, Barney's ready to give him the big freeze. But as he comes in, the first thing that Mr. Upchurch does is he sees Barney with his tie and his gun on and assumes Barney's the sheriff. Well, of course, you know, Barney, the flattery gets you everywhere with Barney. And then Upchurch recognizes Barney's last name, Fife, and says, didn't you write an article about the safety procedures on county roads? And Barney came up with a jingle, walk on the left side after dark or you'll wind up playing a harp. I just think that's hilarious. Walk on the left side after dark and you'll wind up playing a harp. So anyway, oh gosh, once Barney gets a couple of compliments from Mr. Upchurch, now he wants to be Upchurch's big friend, Mr. Cooperative, and even Upchurch talks about how sometimes he goes and visits sheriff's offices and they're not too cooperative, and Barney acts like, oh no, that would never happen here, so it quickly changes. And I love the little stab that Andy gets him as they're going outside to go up to Fletch's farm. Andy stops Barney and says, the big freeze, and Barney looks at him like he doesn't know what Andy's talking about. Oh Lord! So they go up to Fletch's, and a real funny scene here where they start talking about a moulage, and you know that's a plaster cast of the footprints. Well, Barney was away from Upchurch and Andy as they're talking about this, and when he comes back into the conversation, Barney really doesn't know what a moulage is. But this gives you again what Barney likes to be a know-it-all. He doesn't like to show that he doesn't know anything. So he thinks he gets mistaken for what a moulage is, and Andy sort of saves him. And but it's a little embarrassing moment for Barney. But again, it shows the character of Barney, who likes to be a little bit of a know-it-all and everything. And on some episodes, you'll hear Andy Griffiths talking about Barney thinks he knows everything about everything. So again, they're looking at the crime scene. You'll see them making a mollage, and they get the three footprints and bring them back to the courthouse. In the meantime, we see Luke Jensen steal another cow, and we see the cow has shoes on it. You know, and this is a big funny scene: man walking a cow out, and the cow's got shoes on. So we know right then and there that it's just Luke and a cow with shoes on for the three sets of footprints. Well, the next scene, we're back at the courthouse, and we see the mayor, Barney, and Upchurch discussing the mollage, and Andy's not really paying much attention. He's looking out the courthouse window, and he's looking for Luke. The mayor and they were talking about this must be three men that are stealing the cows, and they use the names Abel, Baker, and Charlie to basically talk about the three suspects of stealing the cows. And so, again, they're going into this big in-depth about the suspects. And, you know, again, Andy's not paying much attention. And, you know, the mayor gets mad at Andy, but Andy knows what he's doing. And, again, another aspect of this about Andy Griffith is he doesn't force his theory on anybody. He just sort of waits back and listens because he knows he may not be right. But Andy had spoken to Fletch, and they set a trap for Luke. Basically, Andy and Fletch are talking about his new cow that he brought in so Luke can hear it. You know, they're trying to get Luke to go up and steal the cow. So as they keep talking, they come back and Andy starts talking about, he says, "Where's three sets of prints?" He says, "You got three sets." He says, "Where's the cow's footprints?" And they realize that, you know, they're not there. And Andy talks about, well, could be a cow with shoes on it. That would explain everything. And of course, the mayor thinks this is a harebrained idea. And, you know, Andy doesn't say anything. He doesn't argue. Doesn't retaliate. Just sort of listens because he knows, again, he could be wrong. So the mayor and Upchurch and Barney walk out the door, and a few minutes later, in what I think is an extremely touching scene, and again shows the loyalty that Barney had to Andy, he comes back in, and you know, and Barney said, "Well, thought I'd just wait with you for a while." And Andy says, "Well, it could be a really off the wall idea." And Barney says, "Well, the last time somebody said you had a harebrained idea, it was another mayor, and the harebrained idea was you hiring me, and I'll take my chances." So again, Barney shows how much he believes in Andy, and even if Andy was wrong, Barney was going to stick by Andy. Again, another example of the relationship between those two, which again is very touching. They decide to go up. The next scene, we see them all at Fletch's house, and Andy has got Fletch, and you're talking about how he thinks he's going to catch Luke, and the mayor, Barney, and Upchurch come in, and they're all talking, and again, the mayor's still getting upset. He thinks Andy's not doing what he should be doing, and lo and behold, we hear Luke yell, and they run outside, and there's Luke pulling out what he was trying to get shoes on a bull. See, Luke was nearsighted, and so, of course, Andy catches him by saving him from trying to steal a bull that he thought was a cow. So, again, another example of how Andy Griffith used his common sense approach to save the day on this particular episode. Now, the very end scene on this episode is we see a bunch of stuff that Aunt Bee has cleared out of the house. And one item is this huge elephant foot, and Opie asks if he can play with it. So Opie takes the elephant foot and makes prints in the gravel driveway, or the dirt driveway. And Barney comes up a little bit later, and he sees the prints. And Barney has just been talking about how people make all these kinds of suggestions or ideas off little evidence. And Barney sees these elephant footprints and thinks there's an elephant loose in Mayberry. And Andy's just laughing. And then Opie comes around the corner after Andy says, "Well, the elephant only has three legs because Opie's got the fourth," and ends with Barney getting mad. So, again, another little fun poke at Barney at the end of the episode. Now, the actor that played Malcolm Atterbury, who played Luke Jensen in this episode, and again, Luke Jensen was the cow thief, was Malcolm Atterbury, and he portrayed Grandfather Alden on television's Apple's Way from 1974 and 75, if he looked familiar to you. So again, I thought he did a good job in this episode. Now, what's the trivia question? Well, the trivia question, I think this is a tough one. Let's see if you can come up with it. What was Fletch, and Fletch was the farmer who had a cow stolen, what was Fletch's wife's name in this episode? Again, the trivia question is, what was Fletch's wife's name in this episode? If you think you know the answer, you can certainly email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, www.burkeonmayberry.com, and there beside the episode name, The Cow Thief, you will see the answer to what was Fletch's wife's name in this episode. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, don't hesitate to contact me again at burke@mayberry.com. And again, I always enjoy getting your emails. I appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.